it's been over a year of pandemic mania, and there's just some things I can't get used to. From a magnified bad hair day, thanks Zoom, to having to match my mask to my outfit, life in COVID definitely keeps us on our toes. You know what else keeps us on our toes? You guessed it, the transfer pricing news. Hello everyone, it's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press. Cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Why is the U.S. pushing the envelope on Pillar 1? How are tax havens getting on the OECD's good side? And which issue is Singapore tackling in its latest guidance? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press, but first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross-Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross-Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Compromise, it's essential in parenting, marriage, and even pet ownership. It's also finding its way into transfer pricing. The Biden administration recently proposed a compromise for Pillar 1. The plan would limit the number of M&Es subject to Pillar 1 to 100, so long as they reach profit margin and revenue thresholds. It would also include changes to Pillar 1 Amount A, which deals with allocation of group profits. The U.S. plan wants Amount A to be a multinational, one-size-fits-all, instead of just applying to M&Es that conduct consumer-facing business or sell automated digital services. In addition, the U.S. is open to flexible nexus thresholds to allow Pillar 1 tax to spill over into developing countries. Pillar 1 has become a seesaw of compromise and proposals in response to the OECD Secretariat's blueprint published in October 2020. The OECD blueprint proposed a scope of 2,300 M&Es with a 750 million euros global revenue threshold. Inclusive framework countries are aiming to cross the consensus finish line by mid-2021. And finally, the war over Pillar 1 will be won. Sharing is caring. The OECD announced that 12 tax havens shared details about business entity activity. With whom, do you ask? This is where it gets interesting. The information was presented to the country in which the beneficial owner or parent entity is a tax resident. The requirements are derived from the OECD's Forum on Harmful Tax Practices and mandate that information be reported about entities located in low or no tax jurisdictions that earn income from mobile activities or intangible property. So who makes the list? Anguilla, the Bahamas, Bahrain, Barbados, Bermuda, British Virgin Islands, the Cayman Islands, Guernsey, the Isle of Man, Jersey, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Essentially, everywhere you'd want a vacation. Pascal Saint-Amans, director of the OECD Center for Tax Policy and Administration, considers it, quote, good news for tax administrations around the world, unquote, as it provides a more objective look into what's happening in low-tax jurisdictions. Another day, another dollar, or in this case, another jurisdiction, another guidance. Singapore's latest guidance tackles centralized activities in M&Es. The new e-tax guide, titled Transfer Pricing Guidelines Special Topic, Centralized Activities in Multinational Enterprise Groups, rolls off the tongue, is a supplement to the country's transfer pricing guidelines that went into effect February 2018. The tax roadmap addresses the economic value of centralized activities performed by the Singapore headquarters for the M&E group and how to price centralized activities, specifically related party transactions, and appropriate transfer pricing methods. With so many MNEs calling Singapore home, the guidance proves beneficial in more ways than one. It reminds taxpayers to examine existing transfer pricing policies along with service transaction analyses and documentation. And just like that, you are all caught up on the what's what of transfer pricing. Do your future self a favor and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our Anchor Transfer Pricing Podcast. That's the Fiona Show, Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. The buds are returning, the birds are chirping, and allergy season is the least of our worries. Spring has sprung, and for us, that means we'll be springing into new transfer pricing headlines. Join us! Catch everyone next week.